나타만이 Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Voice of America's continuing special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022, Africa's premier men's basketball league. Coming up in Cairo at 2100 GMT, defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek will have the home court advantage when it plays host to the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. Joining me once again for some pregame analysis is the hoops-loving Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. In Swahili, where I come from, we say jambo.
Jambo. I like that, Prince. Yes.
Well, and, you know, in Cairo, I'm pretty sure the greetings down there is Salam Aleikum. So, thank you very much, Sonny. It's always a great pleasure, of course, you know, to be back in studio again with the greatest three-point basketball playing commentator, Sonny. Although he refuses his middle name, Trey, but Sonny Trey Young, I still give you that name, Sonny.
Yeah, I think Trey Young might actually play for the Hawks, but we'll... Yeah. Well, let's recap Tuesday's action a bit, Prince. In the day's first game in Cairo, Petro de Luanda, that proud Angolan team, pretty much pounded Cobra Sport from South Sudan 92-56. Your thoughts on that game, Prince?
Man, and I said it the other day, this is a dangerous team, very, very dangerous team. You know, they've got some key players in every department. You know, actually, I think Sonny, the basketball assassins who are masquerading as basketball players. Look at some of their players. You know, they had like three or four players who, you know, are in double figures in terms of the scores. And so if you look at Gaku, for instance, who had 17 points and 8 rebounds, Goncalves also had 12 points, Pedro had 10 points and 5 rebounds. And, you know, they play as a team. That's one thing that really excites me about them, as I always call them. They're a well-oiled machine. You know, they have a pretty productive bench. And, you know, it's not a shame, actually, Sonny. I think boldly, I can categorically state that if you take that bench alone, they can actually be able to beat a couple of teams hands down in this tournament.
They are truly a team with a lot of depth, Prince. And you mentioned the double-figure scoring, which, you know, when you have multiple players reaching double figures, that's usually an indicator of really good ball movement on the court. And today, Tuesday, Petro de Luanda had four players score in double figures, led by Abubakar Gaku, the 2021 Angolan League MVP. He had 17 points in only 18 minutes on the court, Prince, which means, you know, they didn't have to utilize him for the whole game.
That's definition of great players and a great team for sure. Plus, they really have a great coach who's super experienced, you know, has coached the Brazilian national team and so understands how these tactics, and you know, especially as far as the chess playing, you know, is concerned. And he understands his players. He knows how to bring them in at exactly what point. What's really great for him, you know, he's also helped by such terrific shooting from his team. They move the ball at high pace. And if teams actually, you know, to upset the Angolan champions, in this case Petro, then they will desperately need to have strong bench, strong bench that steps up and contributes. And, you know, more importantly, teams actually right now will be wary of their offensive end, and they will need to protect their perimeter line. And, you know, I was also just looking at some of the factors that might have propelled them to win it. And, you know, considering the fact that they faced debutants in the name of Cobra Sport from South Sudan. And I was thinking possibly, you know, history was also at their, you know, was supporting them in the sense of, like, if you look at Angola, looks like basketball is one of their national sports. You know, the amount of investments that goes on into basketball teams in Angola and, you know, has managed to, you know, lift them to continental glory as far as African basketball is concerned. While, you know, South Sudan is just a young nation, you know, trying to, chart their path. And it's really incredible what they have done, you know, taking part in this competition. But to upset the Angolan champions, absolutely, that's going to take something out of this world. They are the team at this particular point who significantly and to a huge extent, you know, maintained their players who they actually featured last year during the BAL tournament. And so they have kept most of their squad, and they have added a couple of players, especially from Cape Verde, you know, international player, that's Korea, who, you know, is known for his aggressive defensive styles. They have also added Moreira, who has represented his native Angolan team on so many occasions. And so this is really a great team that is one to watch out for, especially as far as this tournament is concerned. And as far as, you know, if it progresses, then they actually stand the better team to win it.
Prince, you mentioned the Brazilian coach for Petro, Coach Neto. And I remember in their opening game victory over the Cape Town Tigers, another lopsided win for Petro. They beat the Tigers by 29 points. I remember watching Coach Neto on the sidelines. They're up by a big margin, over 20 points near the end of the game, and he's still very vocal on the sidelines, giving instructions to his players where to position themselves on the court, whereas, you know, I think some coaches might want to kind of kick back and relax, and we got this game in hand. But, you know, he really used it as a kind of a teaching moment for his players.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, he's got a high basketball IQ, I would say, in the sense of he's really knowledgeable about the game. And you can tell it. I mean, you can see it, especially with the way he does his substitutions. You know, he's really involved with the game. And he has, to a certain extent, you know, developed this team. He has been with them. It's not like a lot of coaches or, you know, a lot of teams are actually having that high turnover rate as far as coaches are concerned. He has been with this team significantly, and, you know, he continues to basically develop these players, working tirelessly. And, you know, that can be seen in the game. I mean, this is a much more improved Petro. Last year were one of the top contenders. They were a terrific team, but you can see that great improvement in the way they're dismantling team this time around. And, you know, a lot of times they don't get the credit for it, but this coach has really done great for this team.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and I'm chatting with Prince Nesta. Pre-game coverage on the Voice of America ahead of a Tuesday night clash between defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek and the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. That game tips off at the top of the hour, 2100 GMT, right here on the Voice of America. If you tuned in to our coverage on Sunday, you heard Professor Sonny quiz Prince Nesta on the plus-minus player index. And I had to do quite a bit of research to find the formula for that plus-minus player index, which is in the Basketball Africa League statistics. And we'll go over a review lesson right now if you're just tuning in. Often called the plus-minus index, how is it arrived at? Well, you total points plus rebounds plus assists plus steals plus blocks. Those are all positives for a player on the court. And then you subtract the negatives, missed field goals, missed free throws, and turnovers to come up with that player index rating, the plus minus. And sure enough, in that opening game on Tuesday, the player with the highest plus minus index was Abubakar Gakou, who we mentioned earlier. His index rating was 23. And the next highest was Morera, Yannick Morera, for Petro de Luanda. Kind of an indicator of a player's performance on the court, wouldn't you say, Prince?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's how life works, right? You take all the positives and then you subtract the negatives and stuff, and then you see if you can relate, even when it comes to work experiences, when it comes to even trying to find a partner, for instance. That's just how work, you know. People relate to each other in this world, and it's such an interesting way. I didn't know that, and thanks to you, Sunny, you know, I'm now more knowledgeable about that, and I can talk, I can basically have a conversation in regards to this thing right now.
Well, I'll be back with Prince in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a short break right now.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams living it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
Basketball Africa League 2022 is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Two NBA teams, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Sacramento Kings, have fired their head coaches, as we hear now from the AP's Gethin Coolbaugh.
Two seasons after guiding the Lakers to their 17th championship, Frank Vogel is out as the head coach in Los Angeles. The Lakers went 33-49 and missed the playoffs this season. Vogel finished with a 127-98 record in three seasons with LA. The Kings also moved on from their coach as they dismissed interim Alvin Gentry after the team missed the playoffs for an NBA record 16th straight season. Meanwhile, on the night the Atlanta Dream drafted Kentucky guard Ryan Howard with the number one overall pick, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says the league is working very hard to help bring detained star Brittany Griner back to the United States from Russia. Gethin Coolbaugh.
Thanks, Gethin. In more NBA news, Cameroonian star Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers has put his name in the league record books as the first international player to win a scoring title. Embiid ended the regular season with an average of 30.6 points per game. He's also the first center to win an NBA scoring title since Shaquille O'Neal in the 1999-2000 season. Another big player with ties to Africa, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks, finished second in the NBA scoring race. Giannis averaged 29.9 points a game. He and the Bucks are getting ready for a first-round NBA playoff series against the Chicago Bulls. And Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers will face the Toronto Raptors in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the Voice of America.
And you're also listening to special Voice of America coverage of the second season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. The league is set up in three phases. Last month, we had Sahara Conference games in Dakar, Senegal. This month, we have Nile Conference games in Cairo, Egypt, And next month, we have the Basketball Africa League playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. The top four teams in the Sahara Conference and the Nile Conference, they will advance to the Basketball Africa League playoffs in Kigali. Prince Nesta, you heard me mention those a couple of the NBA playoff matchups. I'm looking forward to both of them. Bucks, Bulls, 76ers, Raptors. That 76ers-Raptors series, Prince, you have Embiid going up against fellow Cameroonian Pascal Siakam.
I mean, that's going to be incredible. And how beautiful is it that, you know, you've got two Cameroonians facing off each other in one of the top leagues in the world, in fact, the best league in the world, the NBA. That's such a blessing for the African continent, I feel. And, you know, I think what Joel Embiid has basically achieved, Sunny, I mean, if you look back this season, I think taking off a neutral sun, I'd say there are three players who actually stood out and, you know, are more deserving of the MVP award. That's going to be Joel Embiid, who makes a strong case. You know, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, also a fantastic player, really achieved a lot this season. And Giannis also, you know, his name is top there among these guys. And so all these three players, from a neutral perspective, they basically deserve the MVP. But at the same time, you know, I would say that Joel Embiid has really, really, really been incredible as far as, you know, deserving this MVP is concerned. You know, he has put his name on the discourse. And of course, if you look at since the 1980s, there are only three centers, you know, to win the scoring title since 1980, actually. And that's, as you've mentioned, you know, Shaquille O'Neal won it. You know, in the 1999-2000 season, you know, he averaged 29.7 points per game. And then he also won it in 1994-1995 season, 29.3 points per game. And then David Robinson also won it as a center in the 1993-1994 season, averaging 29.8 points per game. And so that's really special that Joel Embiid is among these list of great, great players, you know, world-renowned. And, you know, a couple of things has really worked for Joel Embiid this season, Sonny. He has fine-tuned staff, you know, that really makes him special. You know, he had added components to his game that were not there when he entered this league, you know, when he used to play for Kansas. He entered this league, you know, a little bit frail and stuff. This Joel Embiid has been really healthy, you know, considering that he has tried to avoid injuries, which really affected his game for the longest time. And, you know, he has really been physical and earned more trips to the free throw line more than ever. And if you look at his excellent work ethic, and James Harden is in that team, that pick and roll type of basketball is really going to be fantastic. And so I'm looking at, you know, a Philadelphia 76ers up against Toronto Raptors, and I'm thinking, my, oh my, Toronto Raptors are going to have to handle some of the best players, top players in the name of James Harden and, you know, Joel Embiid. And it's really looking like Pascal Siakam is going to have a lot to handle, Sonny.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Prince, it was just a couple seasons ago the Raptors were crowned the NBA champions, so they know what it takes to reach the highest level of the NBA. But I agree with you, Prince, about Embiid and his health. I think a healthy Embiid, that makes Philadelphia a team that can beat anyone when he's healthy, and he has been healthy this season. You'll remember, Prince, he was basically sidelined the first 2 years of his NBA career, basically due to various leg injuries, but he does seem stronger now, and we hope he maintains his health during the upcoming NBA playoffs. But what about the Bucks-Bulls, Prince? Do you think Giannis and the Bucks can successfully defend their NBA title?
Yes, that's really going to be a tough one because, you know, I'm looking at Chicago Bulls. They have had a resurgence this year. You know, I mean, they might have finished sixth as far as, you know, qualifying is concerned, but they've got players such as DeMar DeRozan, you know, in there. They've got Zach LaVine, who plays as their small forward. They've got, like, Lonzo Ball, you know, who's their point guard. And they've got, you know, Tristan Thompson, Kobe White, and a couple of these folks who are really fantastic. And, you know, a resurgence of, you know, the Chicago Bulls, especially, we might remember, during the days of Michael Jordan and, you know, Scottie Pippen and, you know, Dennis Rodman. Those are the days when Chicago Bulls were Chicago Bulls. But this season, they have actually proven to really be great, and they have really worked on their defense, and offensively they have been superb. But at the same time, you know, give it up for Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Giannis is going to be in there. He's a player who has won a successful MVP award, and, you know, highly rated as far as being a power forward and center is concerned. You know, and they also have Serge Ibaka in there, another player who's of African descent. You know, Giannis, at the same time, it will remember that, you know, he's also playing with his brother, by the way. That is Tanasi's Antetokounmpo also in there. And so it's really going to be a tough match considering the fact that Chris Middleton is also healthy. And we'll wait and see how that goes, Sonny. It's really hard to predict that one for me.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and I'm chatting with Prince Nesta ahead of the upcoming Basketball Africa League game between defending champion Zamalek of Egypt and the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. That game tips off in just under 9 minutes from now at the top of the hour, 2100 GMT. Will be going to Cairo for that contest. Prince, another story in the basketball world, kind of a sad story in a lot of ways. We heard Gethin Kulbaugh mention it. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, one of the top women's basketball players in the world, has been held in Russia for several weeks, and the U.S. State Department here in Washington has been lobbying actively, trying to get her release from Russian authorities. What's your general reaction, Prince, to that Griner being held in Russia story?
Yeah, this is quite a tough situation, honestly, you know, considering the fact that she's a really respected WNBA player. And at the same time, with the current geopolitical, you know, powers and politics, and you look at, you know, Russia and Ukraine at the same time, and you look at the U.S. So it's really one of those delicate situations, in my own opinion, that, you know, cannot just be handled because of the geopolitical politics I'm talking about. At the same time, you know, I just wish that she is healthy, and I would really like America, you know, to try as much as they can to help secure her release from, you know, the Russian prisons as fast as they can, because she's one of a great player, you know, was really worked a lot and added a lot of impact as far as American basketball is concerned. And I'm praying for her health and safety every time. But I just hope that, you know, the authorities that be basically can be able to secure her release as fast as possible.
I agree, Prince. And I know some U.S. State Department officials have visited her in Russia, and reports say she is healthy. But we hope that she is released soon. So we'll follow that story. Coming up, as I mentioned, defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek will be a heavy favorite, I would think, Prince, when they entertain the Cape Town Tigers in Cairo. Some good news, however, for the Tigers, and I remember you mentioning this, Prince, on Sunday during our BAL coverage. You said that Billy Preston, who was held out of the opening game because of COVID protocols, you were hoping that if he is able to get back in the lineup, that can make the Tigers definitely a more dangerous team. And I'm looking at the pregame lineups right now, Prince, and it looks like Preston is one of the five scheduled starters for the Tigers.
Absolutely. He's an experienced player. you know, in question has been a 2017 McDonald's All-American, you know, boys. He's been in the 2017, you know, McDonald's All-American. You know, he doesn't have injury issues, and he really plays well as a power forward. He's super experienced and stuff. And so they really need him, because that's one of the things that they really missed in the first game, you know. The Cape Town Tigers, you'll recall they lost their match against Petro. And so inexperiences really costed them, you know. And that's a really glimmer, a great glimmer of hope, considering the fact that even Ganapamo, you know, played his heart out. You know, he led the way for the Cape Town team with 17 points. And you'll recall other players, around three other players, contributed 10 points each. You know, that's Ben Maibug, and then Mika Bongo, and Kosinasi Sibanyoni. And, you know, there's also another gleam of hope, Sunny, in the name of another NBA player who's going to be coming into this one, Jamel Artis, sorry. That's another player with NBA experience. He's going to be joining this team. So that makes it a very, very dangerous team. And I'd really like to quote real quick what, you know, their coach, Ralton Boysen, said. He said after the match against Petro that this wasn't our best performance, but under the circumstances, we did very well. I like the way the guys fought. We held Petro for two quarters until the third quarter. And, of course, you know, they lost that particular match. But I'm thinking possibly, Sunny, as you've mentioned, Cape Town Tigers are really going to be offensively lethal, based off of the fact that, you know, they're welcoming two experienced players, one with NBA experience, Jamel Artis, and Billy Preston is also another fine player. When they link up with Mike Kabongo and, you know, Peter Prince-Liu and even Ganapamo, it's really going to be a fantastic matchup, this one. But at the same time, Zamalek are also the defending champions. Let's not forget that it's the only team that hasn't tested defeat in the history of the Basketball African League. You know, right now they're at 7-0. Having won their first match and having won six matches, you know, last season. And so they are the favorites in this clash on paper for sure. Ike Diogo is really going to be significant on that one. Anas Mahmoud and, you know, DJ Strawberry. And so it's really going to be a tough matchup, Sunny.
Yeah, I agree with your analysis of the Tigers, Prince. I think Jamel Artis and Billy Preston, their two American players, definitely could give them some scoring punch and a different look out there in Cairo. Zamalek, yeah, you nailed it, Prince. 7-0. You can't argue with that.
You can't argue that. An exceptional team. I mean, they're continental giants, and, you know, they have won a couple of because if you look at the Egyptian league, first of all, how the way it's structured, for you to win that league is one of the most dominant in Africa. You have to be exceptionally well. And I like their recruitment. They've brought in some experience in the name of DJ Strawberry. It's really going to be tough to bring them down. But at the same time, hey, Cape Town Tigers might just be the ones to bring them down this time around. You never know. Teams' history is meant to be broken. And, you know, we've seen crazy things happen before. Who knows if a shock or surprise awaits us on this one.
And you mentioned Peter Prinsloo, Prince, the big man for the Cape Town Tigers. I thought he did some nice things on Sunday. I'm hoping we have a more competitive game than that opener on Tuesday, Prince. But, yeah, the Tigers, I think, they really have their hands full going up against Zamalek.
Yeah, they'll need to, you know, have a great chemistry, communicate in the field, cover their defense, and, of course, attack offensively, use every opportunity to attack. And, you know, who knows, they might just walk away with a win on this one.
Well, that's about all the time we have for our pregame show. I want to thank all our Voice of America listeners for tuning in. Thanks to Prince Nesta. Prince will be back with me at halftime and post-game, so please keep it locked on your Voice of America frequencies. Thanks to my producer this evening, Downtown Daniel Brown. Thanks also to engineer Nick Ivanoff. Coming up at the top of the hour, 2100 GMT, defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek will host the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. I'm VOA's Sonny Young. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back at halftime.
Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo, Egypt, in Africa, for this wonderful showdown between Cape Town Tigers of South Africa and Zamalek of Egypt. One, two of 12 teams that have been battling it out since the start of the Sahara Conference last month to try and get one of those very precious places in Kigali for the quarterfinals, for the finals next month. The standings so far, Petro de Luanda, they played two, they won two. Cobra Sport, they played two, they lost two. Plenty more basketball to be played. Zamalek squashed in the middle there. They won their opener. Now they come up against Cape Town, South Africa. Their first taste of this competition. And they need to come into this game, which enables me to bring you in and usher you in to meet Mr. Quinton Denason, South African international of previous times, now my wingman here in Cairo.
What a fantastic introduction, Robbie. Looking forward to this one. It's going to be a big one for the Cape Town Tigers, and I think it's going to be a tough one for the hosts. I guess that's the hope.
There we go. And ushering myself over to Usher. Usher, how are you? How's it going?
It is a beautiful day. There's some great basketball that is going to be played tonight with the hosts playing at home in front of their fans, but also the Cape Town Tigers playing for the first time at the BAL and excited to represent Mzansi, as South Africa is known, the Rainbow Nation.
You know it all so good and well, don't you, Usher? Thank you so much. We'll be going across to Usher throughout the game. We saw the starting fives there, Q.
We did, and must say that is formidable starting fives on both ends. Nine former NCAA players, Division I players, four on the Tigers, five featuring on the Zamalek roster, and then there are four guys that we're going to see that have G League experience: Billy Preston, Kabongo, Jamal Altis, and McKinney on the side of Zamalek. This is a powerhouse matchup in terms of the starting lineups, a powerhouse matchup because Cape Town have got a lot to prove, and Zamalek at home, the defending champions.
So the players who remained in health and safety protocols have been cleared by a league physician to resume on-court basketball activity. Those two players, of course, being Jamal Artis and Billy Preston. So starting five, big five for Cape Town Tigers, need to hit back, lost their opening game. Relton Boyson will know that this is a big one. It's a big one. It doesn't come bigger than this. You know, playing against a very noisy crowd and a big, strong team. The defending champions, of course.
Interesting to see how they match up. At this stage, I think it will be Mahmoud, Preston, it will be Artis, Diogo, with his NBA experience, two former NBA players going at it. And then the guard positions, I think, a little bit more clear in terms of the matchups.
Possession goes to Peter Prinsloo, the 30-year-old captain of Cape Town Tigers. Big, they're in fine voice tonight, the Zamalek fans, the White Knights, they're called, nicknamed, of course, big sporting centre with lots of different sports that are played in Gezira, of course, the centre of Cairo. They come out and play their basketball here for this competition. But otherwise, you will hear about the battle and the rivalry between Ali and Zamalek. If you ever come to Egypt, I can tell you that's one of the biggest rivalries in the world in lots of different sports, basketball and football included, or soccer for those on the other side of the pond.
It's lovely, and it gets vicious in terms of fan support, and some of the best sport rivalries that you see across sports and across the world. bit of confusion on that possession, not clear in terms of the shot clock, and that's not a great opening possession for the Cape Town Tigers as the shot clock winds down and first turnover for them.
Billy Preston getting his hands on the ball, but giving it straight back to Zamalek. And here they go, pushing forward with this man here, Ike Diogu, the Nigerian, of course, who played under Will Voigt, the coach of Zamalek, the American in charge of the White Knights. A little bit of spillage there, comes outside. Diogu in the paint will always be a bit of a handful, but he can't get his range there.
A good position, nice contest from Prinsloo.
Yeah, putting a lot of pressure on Diogo. That's going to be one of the battles that we'll expect to take place here. And there's a long-range shot going in. That's the first big score there coming in from Billy Preston.
That's the matchup. Keep an eye on Preston taking Mahmoud outside and knocking down his first mid-range jump shot.
Zamalek, that's a wonderful pass into the hands of Anas Mahmoud. And the first score for Zamalek. Look at, oh, he's great, isn't he? But he doesn't drain it. A little bit too much force on that layup.
Everything right, but the finish from Kabongo.
Traveling call then, Diogu. And they give the ball back to Cape Town.
First turnover for Zamalek on that traveling violation from Diogu.
Let's talk about the officials for tonight's game. Usher.
Well, obviously, the crew chief is Stephanie Baxdale, 4 years of experience in the NBA G League. She was in Dakar in the Sahara Conference. She brings that experience here. There's Jan Davidson from France, but also from Madagascar, and Mbaye from Senegal.
Good, fantastic. Thank you very much, Usha. And, yeah, we saw Stephanie in Dakar did an amazing job, and to be honest with you, they're all doing so well, and we're very, very happy to see a whole mix and a whole range of different officials come in from all corners of the world.
It's a feature of the Basketball Africa League. It's a universal game, and of course there's great equality across the refereeing spectrum.
There was the shot by Daryl Strawberry Jr. just comes off the metal, goes out of play, and they will get possession back. Daryl Strawberry Jr., interesting player as well. He got drafted by the Suns. He plays for the Cameroon national team.
Naturalized by Cameroon, and he does give them great value at that point guard position.
Well, he's doing it again, isn't he? He just wanders. He goes on a bit of a wander, and he gets the ball out wide. And that is a fine score indeed. And it's that man, Evans Ganapamo, who was top scorer for Cape Town in their opener.
If they can space the floor like this, then that's going to be a tough cover for Zamalek every time down, because Kabongo, great distributor of the basketball.
Lovely layup. Fine score indeed coming from Islam Salem from Gezira, centre of Cairo, of course, big sports club. Prinsloo trying to drop a three in. The triple doesn't make it.
Nice in transition, the handoff from Preston, who can pass the basketball as well.
Sosa gets the ball out. Look, he knew it was going down. Drained beautifully. Salad makes an end.
They are in the flow of the offense, and it's just two heavyweight boxers going at it, jostling for position.
Mahmoud coming up and committing the foul. It was a good drive, a very solid drive coming in from Billy Preston.
This is why I really like this matchup, because they're similar height-wise. Billy Preston stands at 6'10 and can hang in the air. We've seen Mahmoud and his defensive abilities. There's a reason he's the BAL Defensive Player of the Year in the inaugural season. But he's going to have his hands full with this former top prospect. And Billy Preston played 3 games for Kansas University, and now he is here at the Basketball Africa League. Was picked up by Cleveland as well, and waived before he played a game.
But he got some G League experience, of course, which enables him to understand exactly, you know, what kind of basketball to expect here, because the level is like shooting through the roof.
And we're getting a first-hand experience of what the level looks like.
So we tune again, the ball out, he's done it again!
Fire, 8 points for Islam.
Need a reaction. They've moved ahead. It's 6 points for Cape Town, 10. And the only way to do it is trying to get that ball inside of the pocket. It's as simple as that. It is not rocket science, Q.
It's not, but sometimes it sure can feel like it.
Another high shot coming in from out wide. And a foul committed there by Salem.
Salem had some decent numbers in the Basketball Africa League last year. 7.7 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 63% from the field. And he started out here with above average scoring compared to his last year performance in the first quarter.
Kabongo, Prinsloo going in for three. Unable to hit the target. And a bit of a wonder by Strawry Jr. getting the ball out. Another chance for that man. He's dangerous. Salem getting the ball out. A little bit of space, gets back out. And a long range shot that's been drained in a big way. This time it is that man, Souza.
Great execution again and patience on that possession. They shifted the defense, found a wide open shooter. Souza knocked down the shot.
And again, it's just coming off the metal, but not falling on the right side. Strawberry Juno goes up once again, and he's not going to do it. No, no, no. He can't go for a triple in a space of as many minutes. Pretty impressive stuff. Kabongo around the outside. That is neatly done. And perfect pass. Takes out the defenders, drops it in the basket.
I was talking about patience. That was, again, great patience by Kabongo. Drew two defenders and found Artis in space for the easy layup.
I think he mystified those two defenders, didn't he?
He is surreal with basketball in hand.
And here he is again, trying to just get in the way. There's a big shot coming in. What's going on? This is crazy. Souza. If it's not Souza, it's Salem. If it's not Salem, it's Souza. It's crazy.
4 3-pointers, and that's going to bring a break in play because Zamalek lighting it up from the outside.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we have about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Zamalek, the defending ball champion, leads the Cape Town Tigers 16-8. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince, Billy Preston making his impact early on for the Tigers.
Absolutely. This is a very much different Cape Town Tigers team. You can tell the American has stabilized the team. But wow, what a perfect execution as far as, you know, the three-point play is concerned, you know, on the part of Zamalek. They are really doing it great, and it might help them.
Yeah, they really seem to be moving the ball, especially before that timeout. They're relying on the three-pointer right now, Prince.
Yeah, Islam Salim, goodness me, the 33-year-old shooting guard, 6'3", is really doing fantastic. I like the three-point plays because they win games, and so far so good.
And it really seems like Zamalek is feeding off that home crowd, Prince.
Yes, which is fantastic, because considering the fact that we've seen low turnout in these matches, but it's really good, at least it's a breath of fresh air to see the fans back.
Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion, leads the Cape Town Tigers 16-8, about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Let's go back to the action in Cairo.
Someone plugged in the electricity in a big way and everything's all happening. Sosa's got 6 points, 2 from 3 three-pointers. It's Cape Town 6 of South Africa, of course. Zamalek of Egypt, the hosts here, 16 points. And it is time for Cape Town to hit back. Q, we need some points coming in from the South African team.
We do, and they need to make some adjustments defensively. They're getting spread thin, and it's difficult to cover the space. Dribble penetration is forcing the defense to shift, and they're finding wide open shooters on the three-point line. I'm not sure if there's much that they can do, but they're going to have to switch up some assignments and get the rotations right.
The Basketball Africa League is all about basketball. It's all about other missions and helping people and everybody in the community. And that that will allow me to go over to Usher to mention a special project that's taking place here and that took place in Dakar as well.
Yes, obviously, the Basketball African League is looking to involve women at all levels, and every conference, every tournament will have a special day, and that day is today. BAL for her. If you saw earlier the warm-ups, the players were wearing those shirts. The coaches as well are doing the same, and it's really to involve coaches and players in every conversation regarding women and building allyship with our players, bringing exposure and providing tools for women to succeed in careers. We also have two women that are on the cameras today. There's Andrea and Sophia, and there's myself, gentlemen, keeping you company.
There you go, Nefertiti, Queen Nefertiti, that's who you are.
And obviously Stephanie Baxdale, who is the crew chief of the referees tonight.
Yeah, and we've also got some of the young girls who play basketball just on courtside, basically, who are here, who are part of this entire project. It's really, really good, really, really positive, enabling them to get their chance to come and, you know, play, get involved with the NBA Africa and the BAL and FIBA and everything.
And actually, I've seen so many of the Egyptian women's national team players courtside, right next to you, Robbie.
That's the one. They're the ones there. They're absolutely just right next to us. We'll go back to the game. It's 8-17. You need to get points. They get more points. But it's Souza. Souza doing particularly well. Up to 8 points now, Q.
Islam Mohammed and Souza been the primary scorers for Zamalek, and they've done it within the flow of the offense. And Cape Town Tigers have been just a bit dry on the offensive end.
And then we have the two changes that have been that are coming from Zamalek. So you can see that Kenshu's come on. We'll add a little bit of extra bulk and spice to the to this team. Is Preston trying to drop it in? That is nice. That's a lovely little link-up piece of play there. And the basket scored by Kadim Mbupu's there, the Senegalese. Nkosinati Sibanyoni. I do apologise at the other end.
Yeah, Sibanyoni had a double-double in his debut in the Basketball Africa League, but that's a great drop-off from Preston. He saw the mismatch and the size differential and dropped it off to Sibanyoni for his first two.
Yeah, Sibanyoni showing us what he was capable of doing in the first game, of course. Missing two players, but now they've got them back and looking a lot more organized, stronger, and getting their systems back into top gear. Lovely shot. That's a beautiful score, isn't it, coming in from that man, Jamel Artis.
His first two, and his first two as a Tiger.
First two as a Tiger, can you imagine? You'll remember that in a big way. Big charge and a little flick up. That is beautiful. You know, when he goes and he attacks that the paint, Omar Hasham is capable of miracles.
Great dribble penetration again and a nice strong finish in between the trees.
Now he's working his magic now. Evans Galapamo with a beautiful score. And he increases his tally to 6 points. And important two as well.
It was very important. Then Kanapamo and Sibanyoni both had to change their style of play because of the ineligibility of the two starters, Preston and Artis, in the first game. And what they've done now, you can see them play a little bit more relaxed. That Sibanyoni's outstretched arm on the foul, and it is Zamalek basketball.
Our first look at Mike McKinney. There he is, just over the top. He's a very skillful player as well. 15 points in that semi-final into Continental Cup final, the FIBA competition against Burgos. That was his first game.
He's definitely a threat for Zamalek.
Well, there's a foul by Kedju. And good work that was. You could just see exactly what he was trying to do, Billy Preston. You know, he took out one player, tried to go up. Kedju's a very physical player and just commits the foul.
What we did see in the first game was Zamalek struggled to match up against Kier. And this is a similar vein of player, Billy Preston at 6'10". His ability to hit mid-range and long-range jump shots and put the ball on the floor makes him a difficult cover. And they're going to be switching up matchups on him, I think, all evening.
Here is Preston, drops in first. It's a good score, watched on Elton Boyce, 41 years of age. He's the man in charge, of course, of this Cape Town team.
Preston has a 7'1" wingspan as well, so he's lengthy and he uses his frame and very athletic.
And it's interesting because the wingspan of Diogo, 7'4". Can you imagine? It's like two condors trying to battle against each other. If you can picture that, Q.
It's a difficult picture, but I think I'd roll with it.
I thought you'd say that. There you go, that's teamwork for you. He's going up against Story Jr., unable to drain the two. It comes back off the metal. Bongo picks it up. Really good drive, really good aggressive play, but he doesn't land the two. Mahmoud takes the ball up court. He's going to go all the way. He drops the ball into the hands, into the path of Kedju. Kabongo gets knocked off his feet. Look at that. He is fired up, isn't he?
So fired up. The call comes. It's just a tad late. The ball gets dropped off. And Mahmoud doesn't like the call, but the call has been made. And so it is
the fourth team foul.
Fourth team foul.
McKinney picks up that foul. Communication between Artis and Ben Myberg to switch wings, of course. As soon as you have changes, you've got to understand what's going on, otherwise it does get a little bit complicated. Preston, he's trying to find a little bit of space. Myberg picked up 10 points in the opening game. Kabongo goes in for three! And that is a fantastic score there.
Late in the shot clock and making the extra pass to find Kabongo, who got it off just in time.
Hey, wait a second. It's all about 20 points to 22 now. And it's a game on. Mahmoud picks the ball up, drives in. Pass out wide to Strawberry Jr. Back out into the hands of Hesham. And there he is, Kedju. Kabongo comes in, commits the foul on Kedju.
Hard foul, Kabongo. And, is he no malice or intent on the actual person? But you know, they say you can't let him go up for two. And that's the way you got to do it. You got to prevent the shot from happening, and that's a strong foul. But got to make an attempt to the ball as well. That's a beautiful three that we see from the corner.
Stunning. Yeah, but he's just competitive. I mean, when you see him, he comes across and he says hello to us, you know, before tip-off. Yeah, how are you doing, guys? You good? You feeling good? We're fired up. I'm going, yeah, we are. We're as fired up as you, Mike. I mean, you know, it's just great. It's the energy. It's brilliant. It basically says, if he could do that for every game, even the games that he's not playing, we would be up there. We would be raising the roof ourselves.
We will be looking for him for the rest of the tournament.
Can we employ him?
Can we bring him in?
Yeah, he's just like at the feel-good factor. We'll just, honestly, I don't know what he does. He just plugs himself in. He's electricity himself. Mr. Electricity. Brilliant.
It gives you an idea of why he's such a great floor leader and why they really like him at the Cape Town organization.
Oh, well, I think we all like him, don't we? I mean, you know, he's just a brilliant player to have. And that was, good work. Really good work. And it's really frustrating. That's team foul number 5 for Zamalek. There you go, and Kedju is the player who commits.
Kedju picks up his second, and that's, again, really great work by Artis. He ball faked, Kedju's hand came forward, went straight into it, and he drew the foul.
Now, if you think about it, first quarter, we've already had lots of changes within the team by Boyson, who's basically mixed things up, so he's got options here. The bench has already shown us what they're capable of. They've scored lots of points off the bench.
I don't think they'll go more than 6 or 7 deep. I'll be surprised if they go eight into an 8-man rotation, but I think this is going to be the strategy going forward, and they got some good production from Billy Preston Jr., and he's going to take a little bit of a breather. 5 points he goes to the bench with, and he's committed a single foul.
But when you look at the players who are actually, you know, Sibanioni coming off and Selepe as well, Reed adds something a little bit extra into that team as well, you know, when he comes on. So a little bit of depth doesn't hurt. I think we saw that with Petro, right?
Petro, probably the deepest team in this tournament.
But they've got a bench that, like, literally goes beyond the horizon. You can't even see it. The bench is so far away. It's crazy. Deepest bench in the world. Great work by Story Jr. Unable to get the points. And good hands to get the pass out wide, picked up by Fistilic, former Swanee Suns player. You know all about that, Q. Long range downtown shot that hits the...
I sure do.
Backboard.
Swanee Suns play in the Basketball National League in South Africa. And that's a late call and a poor foul actually by Myberg. Was caught just a second behind and into the cylinder of the shooter he goes, and they'll give away three shots.
Mike McKinney, the player going down. Sacramento State player, of course. Spent some time in the Philippines as well because of his origins.
And just to talk about his pedigree, I mean, he's the first player in school history to be named Conference Player of the Week when he played out there, and also the first to receive honorable mention as an All-American.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Keir? I'm going to bring out one of my own. Oh, he was the Big Sky Player of the Year. There you go. Affiliated with the NCAA's Division I. 8 states with members of institutions. 2-time unanimous first-team All-Star player. There you go, in the senior season.
Wow.
Well, I'm not finished yet. He averaged at 19.2 points per game, 4.9 assists, 2.8 rebounds, and a couple of steals as well thrown into the mix. That's a big bag of loot, isn't it, on the B-ball court.
Those are great stats.
What a battle there he is. McKinney working really hard, but it's wrestled away, working to keep hold of that ball. Festile, the charge of all, look at that coming around the outside. But Artis couldn't slam it in. And look, at the other side, you can see Salem working hard to keep hold of the ball. Strawberry Jr. this time. It's a four-point lead for Zamalek. Last play of the quarter. And it doesn't get drained. We're not drained.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, after one quarter of action, defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek 25, Cape Town Tigers from South Africa 21, 4-point lead for Zamalek. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Prince, this is not the same Tigers team that we saw lose by 29 points to Petro de Luanda.
Yes, and I did tell you guys that it's going to be a much different Cape Town Tigers side. When Bill Preston and, James actually gets into the squad. But it's really fantastic to see the battle of wits out there, especially as far as the selection is concerned. I like the idea how their coach is selecting players, who are putting in the best players who, are putting the team at an advantageous position to score. And, of course, you've seen that with Billy Preston. And I would like to commend the Cape Town Tigers defensively. They look way much more different. They've significantly improved. And, what's helped them is that they're taking advantage of their layup.
Taking a quick look at the box score, Ganapamo, he leads the Tigers with 6 points. Jamel Artis and Billy Preston, the two Americans. Artis has 5 points. Billy Preston has 5 points. I love that matchup between Preston and Mahmoud Prince. They're really going at it out there.
Absolutely. Two incredibly well-talented players, super experience. And so that's the American versus, the Egyptian, what is it, the duel. And so they're battling it out, local boy versus American boy.
And let's give Zamalek some credit. Their leading scorer after one quarter of action is Edgar Sosa. He has 8 points. Let's go back to Cairo. Zamalek leads by 4 points, 25-21.
Yeah, we're back over there. Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall, Cairo, Egypt. Shokran Anta Sadiki. There you go. That's my little bit of participation, speaking the local language, which means thank you, my friend. And I'm thanking you, my friend, for being here. Here it's been a very frenetic and an exciting start to this encounter. We said Cape Town, as soon as they get themselves into the right mode, get their strategies right, they're capable of playing against anybody. And this is what they're doing. They're throwing everything at Zamalek, and they're playing a good game. They're 4 points down.
It was a fantastic first quarter and gives us a little bit of a gauge where this Cape Town Tigers team is when they're at full strength.
That is a beautiful score. That is such a sumptuous shot, isn't it? It just glided off his fingertips. It was always going to go in. Ganapamo, the man who's up nearly into double figures. Whatever you can do, I can't do better on this occasion. Strawberry Juno, but good rebound there to pick the ball up. And a long-range shot coming in. And it looks like it's going to be Prince Lu who's going to be picked out for that one.
Yeah, he will be picked up for that one. And Ganapamo, 9 points. All of these points coming from the perimeter. And the experience always factors in. And that's a little bit of a sell on the perimeter. Prince Lu rushes out. And just going to ground using the momentum was Farag. And he can light it up from the outside. That's Ganapamo connecting from downtown. But Farag, wily player, smart, and he draws three to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, and he comes from Alexandria, which is a wonderful city in the north on the southeastern corner of the Mediterranean, of course, because Egypt is on the Mediterranean. Besides the fact that you've got the beautiful Nile River that takes you all the way down to Aswan beyond. And you've got in between, you've got the Valley of the Kings, the Valley of the Queens. You've got all of these incredible artifacts and tombs. The whole history of Egypt is sumptuous. If you ever get the chance to get on a boat and go down the Nile, go.
This is why it's great to travel with you. Your knowledge of geography and the landmarks and the sites is so amazing, Robbie.
Yeah, but you can also go to the Red Sea. They got the Red Sea, got access to the Nile, to the Mediterranean, and the Red Sea. I mean, you know, that's just being greedy as far as I'm concerned. No, seriously, it is a wonderful country, and, you know, it definitely is worth visiting. South Africa, we're going to talk about South Africa in a little bit, and it's, I mean, equally incredible. Back to the basketball, 9:15 on the clock, got started the second quarter, and a little bit of pressure now on each player. Well, Prince Lu going flying over the top. He's drawn the foul. There was no need for that. Seems to be fine.
And this is a little bit of gamesmanship. And again, you'd like it because these are two smart players. Prince Lu in the sky sells his own version of a foul, and the referees call it. And that's some great acting. I like it.
Well, we talked about it, you know. There are lots of actors here on the big stage, and everybody plays their part, you know. Nothing's been written. There's no script until we actually get to the final buzzer. So let's see exactly what Cape Town are capable of doing. It's 24-27. There is so much in this so far, and it's great to see the shot clock going down, and there's another. That's another foul, isn't it? It's gone on Preston, who went on a little drive through into the paint. And you can see us with the replay. That was the hands that got pulled back very quickly, but it committed the foul.
Now Mashad gets called for that foul. And because Preston, getting into the act of shooting, taking his two steps, they'll go to the free throw line now.
First foul for El Mashad.
Preston shot 63.2% in the qualifiers. You know, that's something he'd probably want to raise up to around 70 or 80. So that would be below average from the free throw line.
And there he is with his 4 from 5, 2 assists, 6 points. So he's one of the players we'll expect to be up there in terms of, you know, his getting into doubles one way or another.
Definitely going to be the primary offensive option, I think, for Cape Town, along with Jamal Artis when he's on the floor.
Swami Juna gets the pass out wide. It's a long-range shot. It goes way over the top. And Zamalek, well, are they doubting themselves momentarily? Preston cuts in around the outside, tries to get the ball to Prince Lu, but comes back on the backboard, successfully defended by Zamalek. Strawberry Jr., 1 point separating the two teams. Zamalek just ahead. Shot clock. And you can see that it, you know, it's going against him every single time, Strawberry Jr.
That one called, I think, again on Almashad, the moving screen, you know. Sitting in the position.
They got just leaning into Myberg, wasn't he?
Just called for the move. Should have stood still. Definitely shifting the feet, and the referee's right there to make the call.
The fact is that he's big enough to not have to move into that, you know, into Myberg. He's a giant.
Large frame indeed.
Well, you've got to be discreet about it if you do, you know. As travelling call against Preston. And a couple of little errors that have just gone either side of the halfway line. It's not ideal, is it? Both coaches probably a little bit alarmed about that.
Just the frequency of calls increasing here by the referees on the floor.
Here's McKinney.
Can he get the ball back in his hands? Where's he going to go from here? That's a good pass. What option? Fag gets it out wide. There's a big shot coming in, but it doesn't get drained on that occasion. It's Ahmed Mohamed.
Ran into a bit of trouble. Kabongo off the high screen. Some great defensive work. The coverage didn't go for any of his cells, and he ran into trouble. Lucky to keep the possession alive for the Tigers.
You know, when there's a couple of phases of play where you just question yourself, you know it's a good chance for one team to actually just go take advantage. Here he is, Preston. He's finding a little bit of space up against McKinney. Drives into McKinney.
And that's exactly why he's such a tough cover, because of his ability to shoot. You've got to respect the shot. And when you can put the ball on the floor at 6'10", there aren't too many defenses that have coverages for that, especially on the mismatch.
And I think, Usher, we're heading towards foul trouble, I believe.
Absolutely. 14 fouls for Zamalek. Very worrying for Will Voigt's team. And it's just 2.5 minutes played in this quarter. And that's what Cape Town Tigers, you know, are coming here to do today. They're asking the questions. They're not fully respecting that Zamalek, other defending champions of this tournament, are at home in front of their fans. They're saying, we're going for the W, and they're doing exactly that. It's 27 up.
They're going for the W, but we're looking up at the up at the board, and it says 4, you know, and that's worrying with 7:30 left on the clock.
Well, the other factor is McKinney has 2, El Machad has 2, and so does Salim. And they've got to be aware of the mounting foul count.
Well, McKinney just dropping it into that man. Strawberry Jr. gets it back to McKinney, who produces a wonderful... I don't know how he managed to find the space there. Let's just have a look at that again. First of all, goes down, round, around, down, up, down, round and about. Wonderful.
And actually for Zamalek, I think those fouls on defense are just coming from the frustration of not being able to penetrate the Cape Town Tigers defense.
Strong unit, Q.
Very strong unit. And that is Ganapama who picks up his second foul. It's only the second team foul for the Cape Town Tigers. And McKinney back at the free throw. I think from what we've seen and the way that the game is being blown, I believe that we're going to see quite a few free throw opportunities or a lot of attempts from the free throw line right now.
The 20-year-old Ahmed Mohamed just gone back off, and of course Anas Mahmoud coming back on. Spent time in Louisville, Kentucky, Afrobasket experience, summer league with the Grizzlies as well. The list goes on.
And the Egyptian national team stalwart as well.
Prince Lou over the top. And away it goes. Strawberry Jr. collecting. Runs straight into Ganapamo, who's not letting him loose. Out wide it goes. McKinney cuts inside Prince Lou. Couldn't move his body out of the way. And he's given away. He's picked up and got another foul, isn't he?
Yeah, he's struggling just a little bit on the offensive end, and that's his third foul. I think we're gonna see a substitution as he picks that up, and Kosinathi Sibanyoni comes in. Prinsloo gonna have to walk.
You know these tactics. You know of taking it to the bigs, taking it to the players, giving them. You know, a bit of a hard time because they're very physical, aren't they, Zamalek? And, you know, they're going to try and wear them down, draw the fouls as often as possible.
Physical and crafty, Zamalek are.
Crafty. You could put tails on them and call them foxes. They're so cunning. Desert foxes.
Very, very cunning. There is a reason to justify their current status as defending champions. They know when to turn it on, and they know how to turn it on.
And if you love your flora and fauna, then you can go down to Aswan, down into the desert around there, and you can go and track down and observe desert foxes. Fennec galore down there, I promise you.
Now you're just showing off.
Kabongo. Now, let's see the interpretation here, because there's... Kabongo's going straight to the free throw line, claiming that, you know, he had nothing to do with that. He's trying to defend himself in a big way, isn't he, Ahmed Farag? But I think it's Farag's foul. And
what we're really seeing is that the players have already adjusted to the style of refereeing and the way that the refs are calling the game. So they're selling, and every time there's contact, they're looking for it and they're anticipating the whistle to be blown, and they're moving in that way. And so it's smart. They'll go to the free throw line and try and earn it from the charity stripe, but they are really reacting to what's being presented to them on the floor.
Yeah, Kabongo up to 4 points now. So quite low scoring. We've got two players on 9 points, of course, Ganapamo and Preston. Kabongo will step it up as well. We'll see him increase those stats on the screens that you can see now. And it is definitely game on. It's definitely game on. Look, it's World Square at 29 apiece with 6:10 left in this first half. Picked up by Sosa. Sosa out wide. Here's Diogo. Diogo with a big shot that comes back off the metal. Oh, that's a good rebound. That is from Mahmoud. The Kabongo hitting the deck. Diogo trying to rise up. Oh, that's perfectly defended.
Might have been a little bit of contact on that one, but the referees let it go.
There's nothing bad about that. Come on, get on with it. What the referees don't call, we turn a blind eye to, right?
We absolutely do.
Here is Kabongo. Kabongo, is he going to get it? It's fallen on the wrong side as the Nigerian Diogo, new recruit for Zamalek, but a heavyweight in terms of an acquisition. Oh, Mahmoud unable to get it. It's too close to the body, that pass. Look at what's happening at the other end. There's a two-point layup there from Jamel Artis.
A chance for the Cape Town Tigers to get out in transition, and Artis had no one in front of him, but easy 2 points on the layup.
Get up and get down. 31-29. And again, I can't believe it. I don't want to see Kabongo get hurt because he's just such an important player. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But when you see a player hit the deck, you just want him to get back up really quickly.
Well, again, this time, looking for the charge, the referees blow it the other way. So blocking foul call on Kabongo. He picks up his second foul. And I think what we've seen now is that the referees are starting to adapt their calling style to. We'll see a little bit more physicality, I anticipate.
And the look over from Relton Boyson. He knows that this is a very strong start for them against the defending champions. They conquered Africa last year. They beat US Monastir. And now, look what they're doing. Throwing absolutely everything and just making them instead a grain of doubt inside of their minds, I suppose.
Debutants putting on a show right now are the Cape Town Tigers.
Preston going up. It's swatted away by Mahmoud. Gets the ball back. 4:36. And we're going to have a timeout here. But, well, look at this. Cape Town, 2 points ahead. It's 31 for the South.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, competitive contest in Cairo. The Cape Town Tigers with a 2-point lead over Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion. 31-29 in favor of the Tigers. We have about 4.5 minutes to go. Prince Nesta, the Tigers are on the prowl. Hello, Prince. Hello. How are you doing, Prince?
I'm doing so great, and the thing is, for the first time, we can see it, you know, the defending champions, Zamalek, are actually in trouble, and they're looking vulnerable. You know, I can't believe this, because I think this, because Ike Diogo is super quiet, and when Ike Diogo is quiet, then, you know, basically Zamalek are in trouble.
I agree. They look a little disoriented right now, Prince. The Tigers playing with a lot of confidence, and I got to give you credit for your hoops analysis, Prince. You said at postgame on Sunday that if the Tigers get Billy Preston back, they're going to be a totally different team. And sure enough, they look really, really good this evening in Cairo.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing is that they have that bench depth. You know, they're a deep team. And, you know, you can see players coming off the bench and making a difference as far as this game is concerned. They have avoided turnovers, which really gave them problems in the first game against Petro. And so, yes, It looked like Cape Town Tigers are playing like the home team, actually.
Let's go back to Cairo, Prince, and the action.
They're in a very good position. 31-29 up against the defending champions. And, well, we got 4:30 left on the clock in this half. Q, very strong performance so far. Preston going up for two. Mid-range jumper. Beautiful. He got a three-point lead.
Watching that matchup, that's a great move by Preston.
But four-point lead.
It's that Mahmoud Preston matchup that's going to be pivotal right now for both teams.
I want to know what Usher's... Usher, we need to know what you've been spying on, because there's obviously a little bit of chit-chat going on.
Well, I'm just here behind the Cape Town Tigers bench, and they're fired up. The coaches, the physio, the players, and I can imagine it's the same back home down south in Cape Town.
I bet it'll be in Johannesburg too, Pretoria, Durban, everywhere else.
Stellenbosch.
And Umtata. My favorite in the Eastern Cape.
Sounds great. Oh, that's a big block. Look at that. Mahmoud turns around, gives a big glance at Preston, and they've stolen the ball. And look, he's going to get his own back. Preston with the drop in. It's easy, isn't it, from going up towards the basket there. And what a crazy scenario.
I think we were all expecting a little bit more showtime, but Preston opted for the drop in, and this battle between Mahmoud and Preston really is everything. Last time out, Preston was the winner. This time, Mahmoud did a great job on the defensive end, blocking that shot. And there's no love lost between the two. And I think a skill appreciation or a skill test for both of them.
Well, Q, we'll be sending you to deliver the message to Preston to do better next time. He needs to give us a show. We paid to get in here.
Yeah, that was... I teed it up as well, Usher. I was all ready to go, you know, I mean... Kabongo had, you know, plugged in the electricity, and we were ready to rock. Anyway, 36-29, it's a seven-point lead, for the Tigers, who are roaring into this second game here in Cairo.
13 points for Billy Preston to lead all scorers on the floor.
Mahmoud gets the ball out. It's a, well, a show and go, but the shot doesn't come in. This time it does, but it's... the range is not good there from Edgar Souza.
Points, five rebounds for Preston.
Yeah, Nick Kabongo getting the ball out. Here is that man who's Ganapamo, and the ball goes out of play. So it's Rafael Edwards just over there coming off his feet and making a big statement, talking to the players, of course. He's the development coach. And working his magic alongside Paulson. And you know, once again, they're getting the rebounds, and they're showing us what they're capable of doing. This is extraordinary. How long will it last? That's the big question, isn't it?
That is the question on everybody's lips right now.
Billy Preston up against Mahmoud. He does it again. This time, doesn't manage to sink the two. It's been picked up. Souza takes it right up. He's going all the way. He tries to flick it up and hits the deck. And we can obviously see that, well, that is going to be...
And that's going to go against Kabongo.
I think it is against Kabongo, isn't it? Because Kabongo came in at the same time we saw Billy Preston come in from the side. And it's foul number five as well. But more importantly, Kabongo picking up his third.
That is an important part here. And the referees altered the way that they've blown the game. They're now looking for the flop call from the defensive player, and that's how they've interpreted that fall to the floor from Kabongo.
Souza.
And obviously, Stephanie, like I said earlier, brings a lot of experience from the NBA G League.
Yeah, she's very good. She's... She's very quick to react to Stephanie Barksdale.
And just quietly, Souza has gone about his business. That'll take him into double digits. The first one to do so on the Zamalek side. 10 points for Souza on that make. And the game back within five.
With Islam Saleh Mohammed with 8 points just trying to chase him down. Here goes Souza again. Oh, he's a look at that. That is massive. What a brilliant block that was from Preston. Preston's on fire tonight, and he needs to be. And that's a fantastic score. Look at that. And a big, big score that enables them to move 7 points ahead of the defending champions. Mahmoud gets the ball out wide. It gets it back in the paint. Out wide, Souza for three. The Zamalek fans are jumping with joy.
Inside out, nice pass by Mahmoud to find Souza in the pocket for three.
And there's a big score that's just enabled them to not lose ground on Cape Town. It's a lovely little chip in, beautifully done. You can just see how important every single player is. That was Sibanyoni.
Point number four, but more importantly, rebound number eight for Sibanyoni. He's been tremendous on the glass for the Tigers.
And that's nine, Q.
Nine now, yes, Sasha, nine now.
But what I'm a bit concerned about for Zamalek, Ikey Diogo, he's not got a single point. Not 1 point so far going into the end of the first half, which is a little bit concerning since he's one of the big players within the Zamalek group.
Well, he hasn't gotten any touches, and it's just not within the flow of the game. And that's a fantastic block there from Billy Preston, who, ironically, his nickname is Mr. Fantastic.
Bombastic.
The Lyric Horobi.
Oh, bring it on, Asher. 15 points for Billy Preston. And I think that his all-round game is top quality. 58 seconds left on the clock. A six-point lead and a timeout, and it'll give Usher the chance to go and do some spying, and Q the chance to actually talk about for her, which is very important for us to understand what is going on here. Usher's mentioned it, but we'll mention it again.
Well, really, the BAL for her is an initiative focused on promoting gender equality amongst fans and stakeholders. And what we've seen the BAL do is that it's for upliftment, for representation, for equality. It's for her. Their workshops focused on providing player awareness on gender issues, societal issues of masculinity, and, you know, how to work women in the workplace.
A female camera woman, of course, two camera women who are operating. It just goes to show, you know, it's all about equality in every way.
Every single aspect and every single technical, whether it's the technical side, whether it's the players, whether it's the referee, well, it can't be the players, whether it's the referee, whether it's table officials, whether it's camera operators, there is equality, and we are seeing it being shown here through this BAL for her initiative.
And if you're good enough, you can do it. It's as simple as that, regardless of whoever you are. Here we go. Here we go. This is the last minute. It's all about bragging rights going into the locker room, I think, now, and where we actually get the points, who gets the points, and if you go in with a smile or not. Very important time. Kitty's back on court. And that is another foul, and the camera's picked up, I think, on Jamel Artis.
I think it went on Cosinati Festile, who's just come in, so
Festile.
Just reaching in on that Tola Mahmoud commits the foul. Mahmoud struggled from the free throw line in season one. There's a 23% from that line.
Gets one from the two, making it a 5-point game. And as I said, we've probably got two plays left in this half. He's going up. He's trying to get himself used to the backcourt there. Ganapamo unable to drain the two. Oh, he's tried to steal the ball back, and he's done a brilliant job. Evans Ganapo getting the ball out. There's the mid-range two. The attempted tip-in coming in from Sibanyoni, and they get possession back.
Ganapamo did great work to steal the ball back, and then I'm not sure if they took the right option, opting for that pull-up jumper. Didn't fall, and now he hands possession to Zamalek for the final. Should be the final one of this quarter.
Big, strong drive there from Strawberry Jr. Big statement. He came in with such velocity.
And that's exactly what the coach, Will Voigt, was talking about in that timeout, saying he needs to feel their soul in this game. And that's exactly what Strawberry just exemplified with that drive.
Do you feel the soul? Are you feeling the soul, Esha?
I'm sure I feel the soul. I hope Coach Will is feeling the soul.
He wants a bit more vibe as well and a little bit of rhythm and rhyme.
Exactly.
No, seriously, it's they're gonna have to dig, and they're gonna have to fight. They're gonna have to find the synergy that enables them to come together and produce, you know, top level game of basketball. It's tough out there against Cape Town. And we always said that Cape Town were going to come in and they're going to really show that they can fight and get a win. At the moment, they are showing us what they're capable of doing. It's 40 points to 35. And a chance, well, he's gone up again, but wow. Just 3.4 seconds left on the clock.
Another turnover from Vestilo, who just hesitated on the pass for a second, and that pass was into the right area, but the footwork before the pass results in the turnover.
Well, this is going to Diogo, or is it going to be Strawberry Junior? It's Diogo trying to get the ball. They don't score. They don't get the points. So we will finish at the half with Cape Town in the lead, and that will give them a bit of confidence.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We're at halftime in Cairo. And the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa, they lead the defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek by 4 points. Halftime score from the Egyptian capital, Cape Town 40, Zamalek 36. I'm joined once again for some halftime analysis by my friend Prince Nesta. And Prince, my pick for player of the game right now is Billy Preston for the Tigers. 15 points, and he has really been a force on the court in Cairo.
He has rattled the defense of the defending champions. I totally agree with you. You know, he's making the sons and daughters of Nelson Mandela down there in South Africa really proud. And, of course, I can tell you right now for sure, Sonny, that there's plenty of toasts, you know, full of glasses of Mkomboti, which is a local brew in Johannesburg, Durban, Soweto, Cape Town, and, you know, other South African cities. I'm pretty sure that they are having a good time. The party has already started.
Well, Prince, yes. Prince, I know you love music, and I love music, and I couldn't help as I watched Billy Preston soar to the basket for another 2 points. I couldn't help but think of the American musician Billy Preston. May he rest in peace. He died in 2006 at the age of 59. You might remember him, Prince. He had a couple of hits in the early 70s. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Fly high. Remember that one, Prince? Will it go round in circles? Come on now. Come on now, Prince. You know that one. Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Fly high.
I have to plead the fifth on this one. Well, I know Billy Preston, and, you know, some of his songs. My uncle used to really love him. You know, he's a great R&B, rock, soul, funk, and gospel musician.
Yes.
But, you know, yes.
Yes.
As you said, may he rest in his soul, you know, may his soul rest in peace for sure. But this one song is, I've never listened to this one before, son.
No, that was one of his hits. I was a little off key there, but he did. I think that was a number one for him back in the 70s, Prince. And he also earned some fame. I'm talking about the musician. At one time, he was called the Fifth Beatle because the Beatles brought him in for a recording session near the end of the band's career. They brought in Billy Preston to play keyboards, so he was well loved by the Beatles as well as many American music fans. And I think Billy Preston, the basketball player, though, Prince, is well loved by the basketball fans in Cape Town this evening for what he's brought to the court. I think Mahmoud has his hands full trying to cover him, Prince.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because if they're not listening to Billy Preston, down there in South Africa, then they've got a couple of local musicians, the late Brenda Fassie and Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who are two of my favorite, best South African musicians. Plus, of course, the late great Lucky Dube.
Yes,
in my reggae music, you know Lucky Dube.
I do know Lucky Dube, and I know he is highly regarded in South Africa.
Absolutely great guy. I love reggae music, and hence I connect easily with Lucky Dube's songs. And of course, yes, I totally agree with you that wow, what a terrific Cape Town Tigers team. You know, they have really improved in this particular match, and they are really troubling, the defending champions, Zamalek. But at the same time, I got to point out that, Edgar Sosa has really been influential as far as the Zamalek side is concerned. I mean, this is a player in this particular match. He has 13 points. And, of course, he's really playing well. He's their top scorer right now. He's a Dominican-American professional basketball player, has had plenty of experiences, playing in the NCAA tournament. He played basically, he was born in New York, but in terms of college, he played for Louisville. That's during the 2006 to the year 2010 season. And, of course, he has also had plenty of experiences playing in other countries, including the Italian Serie A league, German league. He's playing in the New Zealand league. He's played in the Israel league. And so he's bringing in plenty of experiences in this Zamalek team, hence why we are seeing him perform at the level in which he's performing in. But at the same time, Sonny, I have to admit that Zamalek currently are struggling because two of their best players, especially going with the first game, is concerned. That's DJ Strawberry, who in this particular game only has 1 point, although he has 6 rebounds and 3 assists. He only has 1 point. And at the same time, they're also struggling because Ike Diogu, who was instrumental as far as their victory is concerned in the last match, currently struggling. And so I would really like both players to feature prominently in the second half. Otherwise, they need for a rude shock, Sonny.
Yeah, Diogu is having a bad game. No doubt about it, Prince. He's taken 6 shots. He's missed all of them, including a little easy putback near the end of the first half. He's just having not one of his memorable games. So if you're listening right now in Nigeria, well, we got to get Ike back on track in the second half. And DJ Strawberry, you mentioned him, Prince, only 1 point this evening so far. So yeah, those are two guys that need to show up in the second half. The other looking at the stats, Prince, Zamalek, they scored 25 points in the first quarter, only 11 in the second quarter, 11 points. And, I got to give some credit to Cape Town's defense, Prince.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Billy Preston had one defensive play, that he basically defended well and went ahead and scored on the other end. At the same time, goodness me, what a beautiful defense from Mahmoud, who, is putting Billy Preston on check. quite some tough matchup, as you had actually mentioned, the battle between the two. And I like, it's sort of friendly, it's a friendly battle. These are two players who have had high-level experience as far as basketball is concerned. I mean, Mahmoud has played here in the United States. He's had experiences as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. And so these two players, they know each other. They have featured prominently in African leagues. And so it's like a really, really competitive matchup of two teams, who knew that, this was going to be a close matchup, considering the fact that Zamalek are the defending champions and, they've never lost any match as far as the Basketball African League tournament is concerned. And they're looking really vulnerable right now, all thanks to the great offensive plays, especially Kabongo, who's really troubling them. But another player who I think I'm really disappointed in, Sunny, you know, I would really expect a lot, to see a lot from him, you know, is Jamal Artis, who basically has had a pretty quiet game considering his numerous experiences as far as basketball is concerned, Sunny.
Yes, Artis with 7 points in the first half. Leading scorer for Zamalek, Edgar Sosa, with 13 points. But I have to go back to our main man this evening so far, Billy Preston, game-high 15 points, 4-for-9 from the field. And yes, one of my newest and favorite statistics, Prince, the plus-minus index. Billy Preston with the highest plus-minus index of any player in Cairo right now. He's got a 16, which shows you the impact that he has. You know, Prince, I know we've been kind of spotlighting some of the female referees during this tournament. Ball is committed to gender equity. So let's give a shout out for Stephanie Barksdale. She is officiating the second game in Cairo this evening. And Stephanie has a lot of experience, including the WNBA. Good to see her out there, Prince.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you know, it's really going to show how much influence, you know, gender equity, for instance, brings to the sport. It enriches the sport and, of course, inspires other people who love to referee, maybe in their future, especially women, you know, who aren't really recognized, especially in the African continent. You know, African continent tends to be one of the most patriarchal societies. And so it's really great to see, you know, these referees presenting, and they're really doing a fantastic job. I like the way the players are respecting them, and you know, so far I haven't seen any bad calls really from them, and so that's really great. And I like the way the game is being diversified. It just goes on to at least bring positive stuff in relation to the African continent.
Well, Prince, the players are back on the court, and they've huddled up. And they have broken their huddles, still taking some warm-up shots in Cairo before the start of the second half. So I think we got maybe a minute or two left. Yeah. Well, let's see, Prince. I'm trying to see whether they're coming back out on the court, and it looks like the players are – well, no, they're still in their layup line. So
I've got a question for you, son.
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead, Prince.
Yeah. If in your prediction, if you look closely, which team do you think might walk away with a win on this one?
You know, why not? I'll go over the line a little bit. And right now, I got to go with the Tigers, Prince. They look like they're playing with a lot of confidence. This is a totally different team than we saw on Sunday. I'm going to go with the Tigers to maybe give Zamalek their first loss. But Prince, you know I've been wrong before with my predictions.
Yeah, and I'm also hoping the producers have recorded this one, because let's wait and see after the game.
So who do you like to emerge victorious, Prince?
You like to put me on the spot, Sunny, but on this one, oh my goodness, this one's going to be tough. But I would say Zamalek. I'm going to step ahead and say Zamalek, based off of their own experience, and they're going to close the game on this one.
Okay, well, they're down by 4 points, so they're going to need to rally a little bit, certainly within striking distance in Cairo. Prince, this game is being held at the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo. Can you give our Voice of America listeners maybe a little historical note about this arena and maybe how it was named?
Yeah, so basically the hall opened in the year 2020, and that's the 6th of October Sports Hall. That was the name. And it was a newly constructed stadium to serve as one of the venues for the 2021 World Men's Handball Championship in Egypt. And then in December 2020, the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sports renamed the hall as Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in recognition of the efforts of International Handball Federation President Dr. Mustafa Hassan to promote Egyptian sports on the global stage. So it has a rich history, and, you know, BAL is one of those histories that is going to stick on this hall forever.
And I think so far the energy in the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall has been pretty high, Prince, in terms of the atmosphere.
Absolutely terrific. I wish we were broadcasting this match live from that hall. My goodness, I love the energy and vibrance in that place, and fantastic, really great for the sport.
And the Ramadan note, Prince, right now in Cairo, it's actually Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning, this game being played in the wee hours.
Wow.
In the Egyptian capital. Because of Ramadan, Prince. They want to give players time to digest their food before they get out there on the court. I think that's probably the main reason for such a late start.
Wow, and that's interesting. Hence, possibly why, you know, not a lot of people have been attending these matches, because really you have to sacrifice and, you know, attend these matches in the wee hours of the morning. But yes, that's a valid reason for sure. And I totally agree with that, at least for the players. And I like the way they're respecting the religion, if that's the case then, because, you know, we all are shaped by our backgrounds, religions, culture. And that's one thing that, you know, sports, if a sport such as BAL tournament is respecting that, then I'm all in. That's fantastic. Really great.
Well, Prince Nesta, he'll be back with me for our post-game show. So we hope you keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. Right now, we're at halftime, and the Cape Town Tigers lead defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek 40-36. We're getting ready for the third quarter in Cairo. So let's go back to the Egyptian capital.
Watching this, you know, because this could be a major upset, and it would be a great, great scenario and storyline for Cape Town, for basketball in South Africa, if they can actually go ahead and can stay where they are and beat Zamalek.
Well, that's the rationale behind the founding of the Cape Town Tigers, is that Johannesburg has always been viewed as the center of basketball in South Africa. It's produced a lot of talent. The institutions are based out there, and Cape Town Tigers thought that they need to redistribute the power in the country. So they established this franchise, established last year, and they've made their moves. They became national champions, and here they are representing South Africa at the BAL on this big international stage.
They're just with a few years of existence, that's already a very big statement indeed. We like big statements here. Here's a chance for another drive, and the foul has been committed. It's a defensive foul by Sosa. As you can see, that man, Preston, already making his mark in the early seconds of this second half.
And it's, again, that matchup. And Mahmoud has got his hands full here, and it'll be a test for him. It still has been a test. Only one foul, 5 points, Mahmoud, but it's that man, Billy Preston, with 15. Back to the free throw line he goes.
Billy Preston. Here he is. He has...
7 of 7
from 8.
He's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good indeed, hasn't he? And they'll want that to spill right through into the third quarter. Third quarter's a defining time. Look at that. 2 assists, 16 points, and a 9 from 10. That's a pretty good stat, isn't it?
It just means they can't foul him, and it's actually a risk sending him to the free throw line. They've got to come up with something else.
Diogo under a little bit of pressure. As Kabongo's claiming there was some connection with his face. Seems to be okay, shrugs it off, gets down to business with Daryl Strawberry Jr. getting the ball out to Sosa, back out to Strawberry Jr. Diogo with a big three-point shot coming in, but the triple doesn't sink. Mahmoud out wide, Sosa picks it up. Diogo in the paint, trying to find a bit of space, but it's Mahmoud who takes the pass out wide. Sosa for three! Oh, poetry!
poetry in motion from Zamalek.
Inside out is where they play their best basketball. Mahmoud draws the defense. He's a great passer. Finds the open shooter in the corner.
Usher, you must be just bouncing from the sideline watching all of this happening right from the start of the second half.
A lot of energy from both teams. You can see that they're doing their very best to see out through and perhaps, you know, establish a double-digit lead there.
A big moment right there with the fourth foul for Mike Kabongo.
Yeah, and you know what? At the start of the third quarter, that's one of the flaws in their situation. It's that, you know, they do have, he can't do anything but just go to the bench. They'll try and tap into his expertise come third quarter, but he's going to spend a bit of time on the bench. There's the left hand going in. And he knows it. When he withdraws it, he knows that he's done wrong.
Again, happened right in front of the referee, so there's nothing he could do. Referee opting to call that.
Well, it's like yourself when you were playing, Kyrie. No, just kidding. I'm not going to go there. Here he is with a long-range shot. Diogo again. He's just not getting his range, the Nigerian. AfroBasket winner in 2015 with the West African Giants. Prince Lou picks the ball up. Up against Diogo, tries to go around him. The hook. That is just that beautiful. Isn't it just so attractive to the eye?
We've seen him try that move, and he was effective with it in the first game, and it's something he's clearly worked on because that was physical. Diogo was in front of him, took him off balance, but he still made the shot.
I don't know. He just made that, got his arm, and he just hit it and then brought it around. It was beautiful to see.
It's also his first bucket of the game.
Yeah, didn't appreciate, wasn't well appreciated by this man, was it?
Coach Will Voigt looking on, stern-faced. It's danger time for both teams, and they've got to, both coaching staffs and players have got to stay locked in, and I know that they will be talking about possession from possession by possession.
Well, he was outstanding in the first quarter, gets the ball out to Strawberry Jr. I am talking about that wonderful player that is Islam Salem Mohammed. Prince Lou, he's going to go for another shot. This time goes right over the top, turns around, realizes already from the moment that it left his fingertips that it was not going in.
His radar's been off from the perimeter. His fourth time he's tried a three-pointer and he's not connected on any of them yet.
I'd stick to your hook shots, your floaters. I mean, you know, he's just mid-range dancing a little bit into the paint. Use that big body of his, pull it around. Drop him in.
He's known as a stretch four. It's how he earns his money, but you know, he's gonna keep trying it. I think shooters stay shooting, Robbie.
Yeah, he's got good mechanics, you know what I mean? Strawberry Jr. with a chance to try and get it. Mahmoud, and there's picked up Diogo! The Nigerian comes to life in the third quarter and provides us with some wonderful acrobatics.
Well, that's his first two, and it's a poster on the Tigers.
Perhaps that was his game strategy.
What, wait till the third quarter and then score?
Exactly.
And then allow it to spill into the fourth. Hey, you just don't know, do you? Tactics are tactics. Oh, it's opened up. The boulevard is there. Strawberry Jr. Well, he doesn't even bat an eyelid. Very aggressive. Saw it open up. They parted. He went through.
Great read by Strawberry Jr. to get inside. There's nothing. The defense rotation was late and he made them pay.
One-point game. Long-range shot coming in. Defended comfortably by the Zamalek man, Salem. Sosa going for a three-pointer, the triple. He's gone to try and get the rebound there, Strawberry Jr. He draws the foul.
Sosa got wide open off that pick, and it's danger time here for the Tigers. And this is, again, Mahmoud. It's that drop of pass, and it's a poster for Diogo.
Slam it down, honestly. It's just a perfect score, isn't it? Diogo making his mark, and we're going to take a small break. It's a one-point game. There's a timeout. Cape Town 44, sorry, Zamalek 43.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we're in the third quarter in Cairo. 6 minutes and 19 seconds left. The Cape Town Tigers lead Zamalek by 1 point, 44-43. Prince Nesta joins me once again. Prince, this one, you think it's going to go down to the wire? 44-43.
Absolutely. Zamalek have arrived at the party. You know, there's a change of pace. There's some will and determination. They really want it. You know, they have had a huge defensive plays. At the same time, they're attacking offensively. Diogo is back. And so...
I saw that dunk. I saw the dunk by Ike.
What's that?
I saw the dunk by Ike.
Yep, he needed that, you know, to bring back his confidence because he really had a quiet first half.
So we'll see. I might have to eat some crow at the end of this, right, Prince?
Too early.
But no, this is definitely a different Tigers team we're seeing in Cairo this evening. If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. And right now we have about 6 minutes and 19 seconds left in the third quarter. The Cape Town Tigers from South Africa lead Zamalek, the defending champion from Egypt, 44-43. The players are back out on the court, so let's go to Cairo.
Yes, and now welcome back here to the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall here in Cairo. And you can see that Zamalek now looking to try and move ahead from the free throw line. The Zamalek fans, the White Knights of Zamalek, are making a lot of noise because they can see that things are starting to turn around, but they need to drain those shots first. And the defensive rebound is solid enough and good enough for them to pick up possession once again. And Festile goes on a wander and draws a foul.
The foul actually called off the ball.
Off the ball.
And that was going to be on number 11, Mikhail McKinney. He gets tangled up with Ganapamo, and that's another battle that's happening. So ball off camera. Ganapamo and McKinney getting caught up, and it switched the matchup now.
And that's a big statement, isn't it? You know, when you've got off the ball tussling and hustling, you know that things are actually happening here. There's a chance to try and get the 2 points, but it's been defended well by Mahmoud. And again, look at that. Fighting for absolutely every scrap there is on offer.
It's a game of small margins, and every single error is going to be amplified now, and you feel the pressure start to build on the coaching staff and the players.
Daryl Strawberry Jr. Mahmoud gets the ball out to Kijo. Kijo tries to go up for the layup. That's what he does best. Use him in the paint. Yeah, use him every time.
Big body, tough cover for Sibanyoni, and there's not much you can do when he's that close to the rim. It's an easy score. Al Makawi.
Here's Festile. Festile gets the ball out to that man, Ganapamo. Ganapamo with a long-range three-point shot that has been picked up. That is nicely done. Lovely layup. Needed to score that, Jamal Artis, because it was... a good attacking phase for Cape Town.
Cape Town just needed a score. They've been looking a bit rattled, and that might help settle them a bit.
Yeah, just 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and then we go into that pivotal, very important final quarter. It's a lovely little twist and turn. McKinney with a beautiful two-pointer. Sumptuous score.
Fantastic under-pressure score by McKinney.
He's got the ability to pivot in the air and just maneuver his body. You know, he sets the sights and he hits them big time. Preston goes up and a little floater. Beautiful score as well. Those 2 points worth their weight in gold.
Again, you talked about skill and pirouetting. That was Benny Preston's version of it on the other end.
McKinney sets it up. Mahmoud with a beautiful alley-oop score there. And he looks and stares. He gives him a big stare, Billy Preston, to say, that's what I'm all about.
Looking right back at Preston after throwing it down and saying, came on.
He's been doing that pretty much all game, to be honest with you, you know. He's always looking around. Comes out wide. Long-range shot, that is sumptuous. A brilliant score from Ganapamo. Triple. And look at that, they'll move up to 50 points to 49.
Big score. Again, ISO ball being played here by the Tigers, and it's paying off right now.
Now wide is McKinney. McKinney tries to get his range. Doesn't happen, but good defensive play there to pick the ball up once again.
And Omar Hisham is the man going right through the traffic. McKinney gets the point. And that's a two-point score that nudges them ahead this time.
9 points for McKinney. He's come alive in the third.
Benapamo rattles the metal. Mahmoud picks it up. They go down again. Well, that's really strong attacking play, isn't it? And the foul has been committed. You can see that. Omar Hisham showing us what he's capable of doing. Got a strong bench, in fact, Zamalek. I think we knew it already, but still.
This is where team structure comes into it. This is the play from McKinney. He's turning and shooting, pirouetting, making the shot. And again, McKinney this time plays provider, draws the defense, finds Mahmoud in a great position, and it's over the 6'10", 7'1" wingspan of Billy Preston Jr.
But the great thing about that is that they haven't been playing together for a long time, but they already read each other very well.
Sometimes chemistry is also a result of the system, and you know they've had some time to just bond before this Nile conference, and it shows here.
Yeah, McKinney, of course, not a starting five, so you know, he'll come on, but he'll understand exactly who he's playing with. And Mahmoud, with experience in the USA, knows exactly what kind of a player he is. So they know that they can rely on each other. There's Preston. Preston needs to get a reaction here. Tightening up their defensive game a little bit, and that will be... Oh, that means so much, doesn't it? The hand goes up. I'm sorry, guys. I made a bit of a mistake, Sibanioni says. And you can see how it meant to that man, Omar Hisham, and his men.
Body positioning in a screen is so important. And he was caught hesitating whether to come on the ball screen. And communication broke down. And it showed in the execution of that screen.
Well, 2:39 left on the clock. And if Zamalek go into the fourth quarter in the lead, that'll be something they haven't done for the last two quarters. Diogo! The timing is perfect for the Nigerian out wide.
Experience does matter. Diogo coming alive at the right time. Sibanioni.
That's a beautiful score as well. Gets his hand away. The right layup to avoid Diogo coming anywhere near him.
Yeah, he's got a wingspan of his own, doesn't he? Kosanati Sibanioni.
There's a flock of giant birds on court tonight. That is a big score as well. And, he's working really well, Kidjo.
Yeah, Kidjo right there. That is McKinney again going to ground. And he's into double figures, 11 points. Before that make, and Zamalek, 5-point lead now, and you felt the momentum shift. It's a game of runs. Cape Town Tigers have got to ride this out just a little bit.
McKinney. 52-57. Look at this. This is not the ideal quarter, is it, for Cape Town? And of course, with Kabongo, with four fouls and on the bench, it has been complicated. Look at that for a battle on the ground. McKinney wrestles it, but excellent work. But I think it is Zamalek who will keep possession. Yes.
Jump ball call. So possession arrow away of Zamalek, and that's aggressive fight. You see how much it means to the players on the floor.
Possession, Sosa, McKinney looks to the right, goes left, and then goes in for a wonderful little floater. You know, they've got so many options, haven't they? And now they've started to pass forward.
And you talk about coverage problems, the Cape Town Tigers don't have anybody to match up with McKinney, and he's taking full advantage of it.
Well, they do, they've got Kabongo, but he's on the bench with four, isn't he?
That's right.
Preston, oh, it's a beautiful chip. You know, the pivot when he's falling backwards, trying to get those points. Cape Town with five fouls now as well, which means that, you know, it's dangerous territory for them.
Just 90 seconds, or rather 88 seconds left as the clock starts to wind down, but they won't be too concerned with that foul count at this point.
And the layup going in, but it hasn't been drained.
And Kijo gets the ball out. Diogo with loads of time. And he's going to smash it in big time. That's him up to 8 points. And a brilliant three-pointer that forces a timeout from, I think, no, it's not going to be a timeout. A little bit of hesitation there.
You can't leave the experienced veteran Ike Diogo open with so much time. He will make you pay time and time again.
I want to check in with Usher to make sure she hasn't had a heart attack, because I think that there's so much excitement here, it's ridiculous.
Usher, there's a lot going on.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Very fine. No elbows to my face.
No, that's good. That's good. Let's keep you out of trouble. Diogo with 8 points, two rebounds. Big, big scores there coming in.
And that's the biggest lead of the game for Zamalek. It's 8 points.
8 points. Mybergs, come on. Add a little bit of zip. Pass comes out to Fistile. Fistile tries to go very high over the top. Of course, with Diogo in front of him, needs to go. He needs to get his trigonometry right, doesn't he?
Tough cover.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Diogo is coming to life. You know, Asha mentioned that. He said, oh, this is first points, but there might be a few more to come. He has just started to say, right, guys, OK, we've gone past midnight here, local time, but let's play some b-ball.
10 third-quarter points for Ike Diogo.
Iberg, beautifully done. Look at the way that he managed to get rid of McKinney. That was beautiful play.
Big play closing out the third.
Hey, it's going to the wires. The last shot of this third quarter. It's a big one. Oh, my word. The buzzer beater there from Diogo to finish off the third quarter. 56-67. A massive statement there from the Nigerian Giants. And a beautiful triple.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, after three quarters in Cairo, defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek leads the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa 67-54. Prince Nesta joins me. Prince, it's a new day in Cairo. It's Wednesday in Cairo. And I think Ike Diogo said, it's a new day, and I'm gonna play like it's a new day. He has come alive in the second half.
Absolutely. A new day has come, Celine Dion.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, the team needed him, and he has responded back in kind. You know, I told you two players to watch out for in the second half. One is a bit quiet. That's DJ Strawberry. But right now, Ike Diogo is doing everything for them. But it's still a tug of war, right? Though, right in front of our eyes, you're seeing some of the best basketball in Africa. And Africa wins, I think.
And I think Ike Diogo really showed his experience. You know, he didn't let that first half let him down, Prince. And now when the stakes are higher in the second half, he's really come to play some basketball.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, he's playing well as far as the transition is concerned. You know, he's hitting those jumpers, and he's really made a difference. And I give it up to the coach, too, you know, the substitution patterns that he's placed on, and of course he's brought him in at the right time when they needed him the most, and of course that psych and, you know, giving him that confidence he needed. And fantastic. Wow, my oh my, he's responded in kind.
Ike Diogo with 13 second half points, Edgar Sosa with 16 points. Taking a look at the Tigers, Evans Ganapamo, he has 11 points, and Billy Preston with a game high 21 points. But the Tigers are going to need to fight back and scrap. Right now, we are getting ready for the fourth quarter. Zamalek leads the Cape Town Tigers 67-56. Let's go back to Cairo.
It looks like Nick Kabongo's come on, and he's going to start the fourth quarter, which is something that I just mentioned to you, Q. Taking a look at the summary so far.
9 of 31, and they're coming alive in the third quarter, really, from the three-point line. They've also shared the ball a lot better. They only had 6 assists after the first half, so the offensive system kicking in for Zamalek, and that's the primary reason that you have 56-67 of the Tigers.
Ganapamo getting the ball out to Artis is Kabongo. Kabongo leaving it into the hands of Preston. They got their starting five starting the fourth quarter, but of course Kabongo's on 4 fouls. They got to be careful. Shot clock going down. And and of course they don't get the chance to shoot, but blocked out completely thanks to that man Kijo.
Great defensive rotations on Preston, who's looking to create individually again, but with Kabongo on the floor, at least we're seeing more movement on the offensive end from the Tigers. We didn't see that for large parts of, especially in the later part of the third quarter.
McKinney out wide to pick up Omar Hasham. Where is the American? Played for the Philippines national team. He drops in a two. Look at it. Just when you think he's going to make a pass, he's under a lot of pressure. He just decides, oh, I'm going to go for the shot. And he drops in two. It's just sumptuous.
McKinney and Diogo have been the primary architects of the Zamalek comeback. They've been masterful in their play.
And a good chance for three. Comes off the metal, picks up. That's a really good rebound. And look at that. Draws the foul. And it's Diogo, I think.
The Blues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Diogo is called for the blocking foul on that one. And he was already caught underneath the cylinder. And Artis did well to just manufacture a shot in, through all of that contact.
The crazy thing is, you know, a big guy like that would normally be on at least two or three fouls, but, you know, going into the fourth quarter, it's his first.
Diogo is so skilled. And now a conversation on the sideline, Kabongo chatting to Rafael Edwards. I wonder what they're coming up with.
Rafael Edwards, the American, part of the staff, of course, and knows a little bit about the club too. And offering some of his expert knowledge and advice to Kabongo.
Big shots there from Jamal Artis.
58-69, 11 points. Got to bring it down below 10 points, Cape Town, if they want to get a chance of putting themselves.
Cape Town Tigers have shifted to a zone.
Long range from Souza. Good defensive rebound. Kabongo picks the ball up. Gets it down into the corner. And Ganapamo, there's Prince Lou. Prince Lou unable to drop in for his three. His long range shooting just a little bit off. The radar and the sights haven't been set properly. It's just not working for him tonight.
Sometimes it just doesn't go for you as a shooter.
McKinney's so good at that on this occasion. It's Prinsloo who really battles for the ball. Kabongo's there. Now they've got a good chance to get a quick transition. He's under a little bit of pressure. Difficult with that man, Diogo, really in front of him, giving him a bit of a hard time blocking out the light.
Really difficult. And again, they do well to just strangle Amakawi, who picked up the rebound. Kijo, they caught up with three defenders around him, but they forced the jump on, and it will still be Zamalek possession.
And Kabongo having a little word with Diogo, of course, you know, to understand exactly what happened there, you know, but it's all good, it's all happy, it's all friendly, you know, I mean.
Not at this stage of the game.
Oh, come on, I'm just trying to iron out the crease a little bit for those guys, they'll be fine. Zamalek in possession. McKinney does what he does best. Gets the ball out this time. Diogo going for three. I don't believe it. He's the master of ceremonies tonight. He's now up to 16 points, the Nigerian. It's a big, big score. And look what happened just after that.
Well, that is a technical foul on Ike Diogo for the celebration after he dropped that incredible three behind the arc. He celebrated profusely in front of the Cape Town Tigers bench. So it's shooting two.
Shooting one.
For Mike Kabongo.
And, you know, you just don't want to do that, do you? You know, it's okay, you can celebrate, but it's a big score. There's no doubt about it. But is there any need for that?
It's just the emotions of the game, guys.
And you can't fault players for emotion. This is a
We'll give them some words to use. You know,
it's
we'll give them some words to use, you know, rather than the...
Come on, allow the players to express themselves.
No, Q, not in that manner.
Yes, Usher.
Well, you can do that when I beat you on the one-on-one.
Oh, here we go, guys, come on. Put a lid on it. When are we going to sort that out so we don't have to talk about it anymore?
And you're the umpire.
I'm the umpire, yeah, right. Kabongo is the man on a mission. 7:42 left in the fourth quarter. Now,
Kiju is the player who commits the foul. Bongo going down the right side. I think he was just checking to say, they didn't call it for me, did they? Evans, tell me it wasn't for me.
And Will Voigt real quick wants to bring in Anas Mahmoud to replace Kiju as he has a word with him.
Third foul for Kiju. And now, like you said, Mahmoud in for a replacement.
Preston needs to stand up and help Cape Town get back. Princely back to Kabongo. Out wide to... Oh, there's another long-range shot. It's just come off the metal once again, and it's Artis.
It's a much better offensive possession. They got more passes in, and they found a good shot within the flow of the offense.
Well, it's a wild pass right over the top to McKinney. And it is Ghana Pamo who just made contact with McKinney. Foul number three. Sosa, it's opened up for him. He gets the pass out wide. Omar Hisham trying to get rid of Artis, goes out for the layup, and good defensive play picked up by Kabongo. Out wide, good opportunity. The layup, the points aren't, they're not going on the scoreboard for Cape Town. It's a bit of a problem. Long range shots for Sosa and Zamalek.
Sosa, Diogo, Sosa, they just seem to be combining. 19 points now for Sosa to lead all the scorers on, well, to lead all the scorers on the Zamalek side. One of three players in double figures, five of them from the three-point line.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a break. Well, they need to have a little bit of a break as well, I think, to have a little chat and see what's going on. 59-75, Cape Town Trail, Zamalek. The host here in
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League 2022 in Cairo, Egypt. Right now we have 6 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Zamalek, the defending champion, leads the Cape Town Tigers 75-59. Zamalek taking control in the second half. And Prince Nesta, kudos to you for your halftime prediction.
I have never lost any prediction.
And I think maybe Ike Diagu did hear us. What do you think, Prince, after that slow start he had?
yes, absolutely. You know, what's really helped this team is not even Ike Diagu alone. I think his teamwork has really helped them. They're spacing really well on the court. And this is important because it enables offenses to be more effectively executed. Hence why Ike Diagu is finding himself in those positions and is really killing off, you know, the Cape Town Tigers, South African team.
Let's go back to Cairo. Zamalek leads Cape Town 75-59.
To the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall, and we've got 6 minutes and 42 left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Cape Town of South Africa 59, Zamalek 75. They led at the end of the half, they led at the end of the third quarter, and then all of a sudden, fourth quarter, things have changed around completely. There's another score from Mahmoud, defensively making mistakes. They need to sort something out. Hugh, what can they do?
Well, right now they've got to protect the basketball, because that play coming out of the timeout is almost a momentum shifter, because it takes it closer to 20 points and the lead starts to become daunting and intimidating.
It's all about positive thinking as well, and they need to believe. You believe right till the very end and just tap into some of that positive energy that Kabongo has, and maybe you can sort something out. Preston gets the ball out wide. Artis, and this man here, he's dangerous. Ghana Pamo does a beautiful triple score there from down the left-hand side. Needed that in such a big way.
Again, better possession for Cape Town Tigers as they shift the ball up, and then the poor defensive transition allows Mahmoud to get an easy two.
There was an easy path, big boulevard just opening up for Mahmoud. He'll just go straight for it. He knows what to do. And Apamo again out to Prince Luke for three. That's a big score for him, the captain, leading by example, finally, and getting himself, maybe he's going to do a Diogo.
Well, they need that, and just, again, better patience, open shot, Prince Roe knocks down.
This time it's a good opportunity. Sosa is on fire. He's the first player to go into 20 points for Zamalek after Billy Preston hits 21 previously for Cape Town. Kabongo, Preston out wide. Good chance this, and on the other side this time, but Ganapamo unable to drain the three. Who's picked up the foul there?
Well, it was off the ball, and I think it was called on Hesham. Omar Hesham, yes, picks up the foul off the ball.
Yep.
And it's his first one.
Look, and there's a lot of tension between Hesham and Ganapamo. You can see that. And it's going to spill into the... You can see it's very physical. Keep an arm outward. You know what that means, Kieran. That's your kind of game, man.
I love that physicality.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, he just can't get it in. Preston's just a little bit too hard, and it just doesn't fall. Picked up by Sosa once again. Sosa's the outstanding player in this encounter so far.
He's really done it all for Zamalek has Sosa.
It's Mahmoud, look at that, beautifully off the glass and in. Kabongo, little change, it's all opened. Oh, that is massive. Look at that, Preston. And he gives Mahmoud the eyes following that big score, something that Mahmoud's done to him all night.
Well, the referee had a look, thought about it, and then gave Preston a take, but here he takes off and throws down. Returning the poster he got a little bit earlier in the game.
So it is 1-1.
It is
tonight.
1-1. It's such a wonderful battle, this. We're loving it. This is what it's all about. But at the other end, of course, we're going to go up and we've got the free throw line for Sosa, who's just pushed himself ahead of everyone.
Well, Sosa has been the chief architect of the Zamalek lead. He's been masterful with ball distribution and his ability to score.
Mahmoud with a
double-double. 13 points, 11 rebounds for Mahmoud.
67-84, it's a 17-point advantage. And they get the ball back, of course, to Sosa here. And 4:25 left on the clock. Kabongo still on court. Diogo's been dropping in some big shots. Oh, that was very close with Kabongo. With Diogo, they're finding a little bit of physicality between them. Here's the Nigerian inside and trying to go for his drop-in. It's a mid-range two that came down from the sky. Wow. At the other end, quick transition and attempt to try and get themselves points. Artis goes down. They're going to get the ball back, I think. Four fouls for Zamalek, two for Cape Town.
It looked like it came off the leg of Artis, and that was the way the referees interpreted it. And so they get it right. It is Zamalek basketball. Substitution as Artis goes off and Myberg in for Cape Town Tigers. And Sosa has also gone to the bench with all of his 22 points.
22 is not a bad tally, is it?
Not when you lead all the scorers on the floor.
Diogo. Out to Sosa! Triple is in, and that's a big, big lead now. They go up to 89 points, 65 for Cape Town. Preston drops one in. Oh, he rattles the rim and comes back out. No lady luck on this occasion. Sosa goes around. Sosa is the man. You know, he's just gone into the basket. He's on a bit of a... Oh, he's having a... They're having fun now, aren't they? Diogo drops one in. Unable to drain the three.
I don't think too many people would have bet on Diogo missing that one. He's been sublime in the second half.
There is Preston. Preston with the mid-range. And Diogo gets past Prince Lou out to Hesham. Hesham with a wonderful layup. That's a big score as well. All of a sudden, you know, you can just see how they've They've just started to grow in a big way. The feeling, the confidence, it's all happening. Look at the reaction on court for all of the Zamalek players. It really is, you know, it's big, isn't it? Now they're starting to understand and basically think that they're capable of building great things, you know, a new dynasty on the horizon.
Well, I mean, when we went into the half, Cape Town Tigers had the lead. It almost feels like a distant memory now. 31 points in the third quarter for Zamalek, and now 22-9 so far here in the fourth with just 3 minutes left. It's funny how much momentum can shift in the game of basketball, and you have to look at the outstanding play of Sosa and Diogo. They are connected, they play well, and they've knocked down shots from the outside.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get a good chance to hear from Sosa at the end of the game. Maybe, depending on what happens in the next 2:57, you know.
Six threes from that man, Edgar Sosa.
Well, there's like six threes for Cape Town, and they can turn things around, right?
That's right.
There you go.
You make it sound so simple sometimes.
Six threes. 18 trees.
18 trees.
In the bid to try and plant a million trees right across Africa. That's what the BAL are doing.
Doing your bid for the environment as the 100 million trees or the green wall gets built.
Kabongo into the paint, trying to find a bit of space. Comes out to this man, Genabamo, tries to drop it in. It's a couple of missed shots there. Excellent work battling there by Adam Essam. And Essam loses possession, runs straight into Billy Preston. Feels a bit frustrated that he didn't manage to get hold of that ball, commits the foul. And that, I think, is foul number three.
Foul number three for Preston, 13th foul for the Cape Town Tigers.
And a good chance for two. It's a beautiful, beautiful layup there once again. They're just, they're making it very complicated, aren't they now? Myburgh with a big shot comes off the corner of the backboard and into the hands of this man who just goes darting up through the middle. Salem, the player.
Violation or stepping out of bounds, and more substitutions going to happen here for the Cape Town Tigers as Peter Prinsloo takes a break and Kosinathi Sibanyoni steps in the final 2 minutes of the game. 65 plays 93. Kabongo. And the referee's just taking a second to confirm the time on the shot clock. Just 20 seconds left.
Yeah, just getting it sorted. 64-93. Want to finish off on a high with Preston, Kabongo and co. Kabongo's still on court, of course, with his four fouls to getting a chance to come in. It was the time that he spent off the court, which really proved to be a difficult time for Cape Town. But the South African team can be very proud. That's a great score. A mid-range two there from Preston just to extend his tally. I think that he's got, 23 points now? Just two less than Sosa.
Up to 25, but I think it was a tough second half for Preston and just a better second half for Zamalek. They were outstanding. It was a game of two halves as far as Zamalek were concerned.
Well, that's lovely. It's beautiful put in and an important score. Hazem El Mashad scoring those points there. The former Smuha player. And a lovely layup. And again, Preston has been playing some great basketball. The camera's on Mahmoud, who's played such an important role as well in this team performance. A little bit disappointed with Strawberry Jr.'s tally. He's only got 3 points, but honestly, does it really matter?
It doesn't matter because there are five players on the Zamalek bench with double figures. 25 for Sosa, 18 for Diogo. All of that came in the second half from Diogo. 13 for Mahmoud, 15 McKinney and Mohammed.
10 after that hot start in the first quarter. Billy Preston Jr. leads all scorers, 27 points. His tally. He's got a chance for a three-point play.
Well, 69 points and that 95 Zamalek on the cusp of breaking and getting into a triple score. Oh, it's just opened up. It's easy, isn't it? You know, it's so deceiving when he was darting through into the paint. Very aggressive play. Everybody thought he was going to pass out left, out right. But that's the body movement. Kabongo goes up, tries to get himself out of the traffic. And a strong challenge coming in there from Ahmed Mohamed, the 20-year-old.
Kabongo, again, he's got this habit of being able to draw two defenders. And sometimes just gets himself into trouble. He tries to bail out by looking to draw the foul, and sometimes defenders that are aware are able to either force turnovers or force a poor pass or even a poor shot attempt.
But what can they do? How can they bounce back from this Cape Town? What are they going to say, having played three, you know, a really good first half, a third quarter that was admirable, but, you know, the fourth quarter, which obviously turned things around in a big way?
Well, they're going to have to look at what happened in terms of their defensive rotations. I think a lot can be said because they allowed shots, open shots from the perimeter. Then they've got to look at their offense. There's a lot that happened where they played a lot of isolation basketball. They went away from their offensive system. There's a charge. And it's often a danger when you have such talented individuals on a team and no real existing structure, or they go away from the structure and players want to take over. It can be to the detriment of a team.
39 seconds remaining. Kabongo, where's the call going to go? Preston will be looking to try and get hold of this, I'm pretty sure. Kabongo goes up for three, gets knocked off his feet. The foul has been committed by Khadim Mboup of Senegal, the NBA Academy player.
Chance for him to get a run against the Tigers. And with the scoreline looking like it is, it's a ideal opportunity for the NBA Elevate player to just get a feel for the floor. Mboup stands at 6'7", also a young 15-year-old, and out of Dakar in Senegal.
Yeah, it's just fantastic, isn't it? And, you know, he was obviously, you know, seeing what was going on in Dakar back in his own backyard, you know, for the Sahara Conference. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, Dakar University Club may not have qualified, but they really did put in a big fight to try and play against some of the best teams in Africa as the points go in. And it's up to 74 now for Cape Town. And a chance that's opened up once again. He gets another chance to drive through and score those points. It just looked too easy there for Islam Salem.
And last touch comes off Kabongo. And 21.6 seconds.
And Zamalek have a chance, perhaps, to be the first team to score 100 points in season two of the BAL.
21 seconds. What do you reckon, Asha? Let's see.
It will happen. I see it happening.
The hassling. Oh, Kabongo picks the ball up. It's a good chance for him to try and get two. And it has been scored, and he draws the foul. He spent quite a lot of time on his back in that position, hasn't he? Because he is so aggressive, so full of energy, so full of panaz.
He loves going downhill. And this was really his defensive work. Picks up the steal and then coming down the court, draws the foul. Chance at the free throw line. And Kabongo's moved into double digits, 12 points, and stayed on four fouls. And how pivotal it was in that third quarter when he picked up the fourth foul.
Perfectly elevated and drained. And the last few seconds, a chance to get past the 100-point barrier, and it is in! Adam Issam, the former Egypt under-19s player, gets the points, and the final shot, Kabongo goes wide. And look at that, triple figures up on the scoreboard. The Zamalek fans are happy. Sosa is absolutely jumping with joy. It's a big score.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Final score from Cairo, Zamalek 101, Cape Town 77. Happy fans after Zamalek broke the 100 mark. Prince Nesta, it was a game of two halves. Zamalek trailed by 4 points at halftime and just turned it up in the second half.
Absolutely. The tempo increased in the second half. Looks like Zamalek really wanted it. And of course, they have the win. They have proven that, you know, they can thrive under pressure. And really, they have managed to do so at home. And this is a team to watch. Kudos also going out to, you know, the Cape Town Tigers team. They gave it their best. But wow, fantastic work from Zamalek.
Edgar Sosa, 25 points for Zamalek. Ike Diagu, 18 second half points. Anas Mahmoud, 13. Salem with 12. Very balanced scoring attack. And Zamalek certainly looks ready to defend its title. Coming up on Wednesday, we have two games. Voice of America will be broadcasting both. I'll be joined by Prince Nesta for both games. At 17:30 GMT on Wednesday, Cobra Sport will play Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then the same Cape Town Tigers will be back in action against FAP from Cameroon. That game starts at 2100 GMT on Wednesday. Our pregame shows on Wednesday at 1700 GMT and 2030 GMT. I want to thank my producer this evening, Downtown Daniel Brown, as well as my engineer, Jonah Cummings. Thank you, Jonah. And last but not least, Prince Nesta. We'll be chatting some more hoops on Wednesday. Right, Prince?
Yeah, thank you, Sonny.
That's all the time we have here in Studio 3. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thank you for tuning in this evening. We'll be back with you for more Basketball Africa League coverage on the Voice of America on Wednesday.